Hi friends, I'm joining you today from driving through Las Vegas. We are on our way for our Thanksgiving break vacation to Palm Springs. And just wanted to share a little bit with you guys about the idea of prevailing prayer. And this is something that I am really passionate about. So I have a question for you. Have you ever prayed so hard and so long that you were just weeping on your knees? How about, have you ever prayed to where you sweat blood? Now that is some intense prayer. And Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, right before he was arrested and taken to be crucified, Luke 22:44 says, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." Now personally, I've never sweat blood, but I have experienced the concept of prevailing prayer. And I relate to what Finney says when he talks about prevailing prayer in his book, Revivals of Religion, one of my favorites. Do not deceive yourselves with thinking that you offer effectual prayer unless you have this intense desire for the blessing. Prayer is not effectual unless it is offered up with the agony of desire. The Apostle Paul speaks of it as a travail of the soul. And the first time that I really remember experiencing this travail of the soul in prayer is when Nate and I were in Russia about 9 to 10 years ago now. We started the Chi Alpha there in Russia. And about a month in, I had a dream. And I was, in my dream, I was driving down the road between our apartment and the university, and I just saw hundreds, if not thousands, of dead bodies like hanging everywhere from like nooses outside the windows of the university, off of like cranes where there was construction, outside of apartment windows. And I woke up just weeping and sweating and thinking about the lost and thinking about God, who deserves glory and deserves our lives to worship him. And I just felt like the Lord shared with me in that moment that the reality was so much greater, that people are not just dying physically, but people are dying spiritually, and that I needed to be in real prayer for them. And that's when I really began to pray deeply. And I want to encourage you guys to be led in this kind of prayer, to go deeper, not just for their souls, but also for God's glory, for him to be in his rightful place as honored and glorified. You know, us as a staff experience this type of prayer for the campus and for you guys even. There's been many times that we've just been on our knees weeping and crying out to the Lord for lost souls on campus and for just revival. So I want to invite you guys to join us in prayer for revival this week. Revival is a renewed conviction of sin and repentance, followed by an intense desire to live in obedience to God. It is giving up one's will to God in deep humility. Now, who does not want that? We must be praying for revival. Another quote by Finney, that one was Finney, where I'm kind of going off of that book, Revivals of Religion, today. He says, "A revival may be expected when Christians have a spirit of prayer for a revival." That is, when they pray as if their hearts were set upon it. When Christians have the spirit of prayer for a revival, when they go about groaning out their heart's desire, when they have real travail of soul. Do you have people that you're fighting for on campus to know Jesus? Maybe someone in your family as you're home for break. Maybe your prayer for revival is for your own soul. No matter what it is, I just encourage you guys this week to at least take a few times to really travail in prayer, to have perseverance in prayer for this concept of revival, for whoever it may be for. And one of the ways to do that is to keep going. When you pray and when you feel like you're all out of words to say, that is the very time that you should keep going. Just press in, go deeper, get on your knees, cry before the Lord, experience this prevailing prayer. and you will obtain the blessing of revival that you seek.